This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a pastor's Holy Spirit hunch saved his staff and more than 200 children. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on ChristianBooks.com or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is SteveStrangBooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
It was a normal Tuesday morning for Pastor Saeed Deeb and his church staff at the Life Center Church in Beirut, when all of a sudden, he said that a strange feeling overcame him. It was a mix of anxiety, anger, and sadness. He asked his staff to pray for a breakthrough, but he was unable to shake the feeling that something bad was about to happen. Pastor Saeed said that, "I don't know why, I was so rude. I told everyone, go home, just close the center." People questioned why he was asking them to leave, and he responded saying, "I don't know why, but please go home and come back on Sunday." All of the Bible classes were canceled for the remainder of the week, and all 240 children, plus his 34 staff members, headed home. Pastor Saeed explained that it was as if the Holy Spirit is saying, "Go, go, 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 go." So I was saying to everybody, "Go home, turn off your computers," forcing them to leave. And they said, "We are cooking food for refugees." To which he responded, "Today, cancel everything. Put it in the fridge." He said that they were thinking, "I lost my mind," but they didn't know, and I didn't know, that it was the Holy Spirit's prompting. Even though he felt like he was crazy, his obedience to the Holy Spirit's prompting saved everyone's lives. The Life Center Church, Beirut, is located approximately a mile away from the massive explosion that happened a little later that day in the port of Beirut. The windows were blown out, as well as all the doors of the church facility. He was certain that anyone who would have been there during the explosion would have perished. Since the explosion, the church is coming together more than ever to help their neighbors in need. Pastor Saeed says that the need all around us is huge, so people were coming from all over Lebanon to help clean the area where we are, and we started sending them food and giving away drinks. And I thank God for the body of Christ. People keep calling me from all over the world asking how they can help. It is the first time in my life I feel like the international church is united together to help Lebanon and to help Beirut. As Pastor Saeed and his church rebuild while continuing to serve the hurting and broken in their city, it is a great reminder that Jesus is truly our good shepherd, and we can follow him because we know his voice. Pastor Saeed recognized God's voice, and his obedience saved many lives. Jesus said in John chapter 10, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Follow Jesus today. He truly is the good shepherd. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every day. This is John. God bless you.